podcast, Anorail, complete guide. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool to discuss. Absolutely, we're diving into the world of AI generators and how they're revolutionizing YouTube content creation. That's right, so let me break this down for you. Did you know that YouTube thumbnails optimized with AI can boost click-through rates by an astonishing 154% on average? Wow, that's a significant increase. What kind of data are we talking about here? It's based on a massive analysis from vidIQ, looking at 2026 campaigns. Just imagine spending less time on design and more time on creating awesome content. I can see how that could be a game changer. It used to be that if you wanted a great thumbnail, you had to spend hours tweaking images manually. Exactly. But now, AI thumbnail generators are here to help streamline that process. They're really good at handling the heavy lifting. So, what exactly are these AI generators doing? Great question. They basically generate backgrounds, cut out subjects, and even set the lighting for you. The problem is, they often struggle with the last 20% of design, like typography and layout. So it's kind of like having a digital assistant, you do the heavy work, and then you can polish it up yourself. Spot on. You want to use the AI for the bulk of the work, and then add those finishing touches to make it truly yours. That makes a lot of sense. Now, how do these AI-generated thumbnails boost YouTube click-through rates? Well, data shows that professional thumbnails created through tools like Adobe Express can yield up to 2.3 times higher engagement compared to manual designs. It's impressive how quickly you can test different colors and layouts with AI too. Right. Plus, if the thumbnail doesn't come out the way you hoped, many tools allow you to edit or redo it in seconds. That's super handy. So what are some of the best AI thumbnail generators out there right now? One of the top contenders is Pixels, especially after their recent upgrade to version 3.2. It includes a fantastic analyze feature that helps improve your designs even further. I've heard of Canva being popular as well. How does it stack up against Pixels? Canva is indeed a favorite because of its massive library and integration with thousands of templates. But don't overlook Google, Gemini. It's gotten surprisingly good at creating specific photographic elements. So depending on what creators need, there's a range of tools to choose from? Exactly. But here's the challenge. About 55% of creators get frustrated with inconsistent styles across their channel. That can really mess with your branding. That sounds frustrating. It is. But one simple way to tackle this is to create style presets and use those across your thumbnails. Consistency is key. And that's something we emphasize here at Banana Thumbnail, right? Creating a cohesive look across videos? Absolutely. And it doesn't stop there. When you generate a thumbnail that isn't working, many tools now offer one-click fixes, generating completely different ideas instantly. That's a game changer. So you can essentially pivot your strategy without losing a ton of time. Exactly. You can see what works and what doesn't without wasting your energy. Just think about it. You could reclaim hours every week. Wow, if I had those hours back, I could script more content or interact with my audience more. Right? And that's really the beauty of these tools. But remember, you still have to be strategic about your design choices. What do you mean by that? Well, you want to avoid copyright issues. Using protected characters or images can lead to headaches down the road. Tools like Photoshop are adapting to help you avoid that. Good point. Staying current with design trends is crucial too. Definitely. In fact, some trends have been shown to drive up to 28% higher engagement. That's huge. So what's the takeaway for creators out there? Find a system that works for you, prioritize efficiency, and don't forget to experiment. A well-designed thumbnail is essential, but it should also represent your brand effectively. So true. And I think we both know what tools help with that. Yeah, using AI thumbnail generators can save you time and boost your click-through rates tremendously. Absolutely. And that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.